Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Damascus, Syria. Russia and Turkey have brokered a Syrian ceasefire in the five-year civil war, and the United States was not included in the negotiations. That's the headline. In a moment, Ken Timmerman will join me with more details on this story.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Here's another item we need to talk about that really came to our attention just at the end of 2016. And as we look in 2017, we need to take it into consideration. That's Russia and Turkey brokering a ceasefire in Syria. First of all, is it going to hold, in your opinion? And secondly, is it going to accomplish what needs to be accomplished there to bring an end to this civil war?
A very interesting development, Jimmy, because it was done once again without involvement of the United States. Why? Because the U.S. is not serious. We have essentially abandoned any U.S. influence in an area where we have historically had influence for the past seven decades. We have had influence in the Levant, in the Middle East. We have retreated under Obama and handed over the region to Russia, to Syria, to Iran, and to Turkey. Now, the ceasefire itself is very interesting. The Russians have specifically excluded the Nusra Front, in other words, Al-Qaeda, and ISIS. And they said, okay, we're going to smash ISIS and the Nusra Front, and as long as the other groups keep quiet. The Syrian government is now speaking of centers of regional power, where they will allow regional players such as the Kurds to have power inside Syria. This is something they've never allowed to happen before. That is a way towards a potential real settlement, Jimmy, where the Syrians would essentially back off and say, okay, we'll give the Kurds a part of northern Syria, bordering Turkey and bordering Iraq, and we may give the moderate Islamists a part of northern Syria back behind Latakia, just as long as we can keep the radicals out and we can keep the Saudis out. That is a dramatic advancement, and it was all done without U.S. involvement.
Ken Timmerman, our broadcast partner in Washington, with the details behind this prospect for a ceasefire in the civil war in Syria. We report this information because it is setting the stage for the fulfillment of Bible prophecy. Now that's prophecy which is given by the ancient Jewish prophets Daniel and Ezekiel. Ezekiel mentioned Russia, Magog, in Ezekiel 38:2. And he also brought to our attention Turkey, which is Meshech, Tubal, Gomer, and Togarmah, in Ezekiel 38, verses 2 and 6. Ken also mentioned Iran in his report, and that is Ezekiel 38:5, when Iran is referred to as Persia. Daniel chapter 11 in verse 40 refers to Syria, the king of the north, who will be a major player in this alignment of nations. The stage is set for Russia, Iran, and Turkey, who are all three in Syria at Israel's northern border. Bible prophecy is set to be fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...